Welcome to The Last Storm. My name is Mark.
And I'm Dave.
And we're here to recap the game against the Detroit Pistons.
Yeah, man, this was a great game. There was a lot of competitiveness going on here, even to the very end. It was just an all-around good game by everybody. Unfortunately, we were not able to get the win, but that's just the way the cookie crumbles sometimes, and we're going to focus on the good things that we saw tonight.
Yeah, we were happy with the performance from Bazley. Dort played really well. Obviously, it's just good to have those guys back in a game like this, and to see them out there is what matters the most. Obviously, we'd like to get the win, but either way, having them out there is what's important. So we really appreciate that, and we appreciate you for taking the time to join us for The Last Storm. Here we go.
All right, man. So like we said, Thunder lost 110. Detroit scored 110 to the Thunder 104. It's unfortunate, but it's just the way that it went tonight. We got some great play by some of our bench players I'd like to talk about for a moment here. I feel like every single time that we play, I'm always bringing up Tony Bradley's name. He's just a special player, and I'm really excited to see how he's going to develop through the next year and a half, even 2 years. I hope we can get him signed on a contract. I have, you know, belief that this young man as a center could be a big game changer for us for many years down the road. He had 11 points, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Just a great job by him tonight. He had 23 minutes. We had Svi tonight, played great. He had 9 points, 3 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block, 21 minutes. Just did a really, really good job of creating space for everybody and attacking the hole. Just an unbelievable job. Ty had a great game as well. He had 9 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds, and he got to the hole very well, but he also hit a 3. That was really a great job. We were on a run at that time when he hit the 3. It was just a big shot. He continues to impress me, and obviously I believe that Ty deserves to get 20-plus minutes a game. He's just a special player. Horde chipped in with 10 minutes and had 1 point, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal. He continues to impress both Mark and I. We're very high on Horde at the possibility that he continues to show in the NBA. again, just a great job by our bench. They did a lot of great things. They were able to give us 30 points tonight. Not necessarily great, but it's not horrible. So it was a good job by them.
Yo, so we had a great pass from Jalen Horde to Bradley. It was great. It was an awesome hook pass on the break. It was an and one for Bradley. Great to see. Horde had another pass to Bradley just before that. Like I said, this was midway through the second quarter. It was an excellent pass. He really is a creative passer. That's something I didn't know about him. And this game I saw a few times where it's like, wow, he threw a great pass. So that's something to keep in mind as this team goes about its business is learning. Like, we're learning what these guys are capable of. And those 3 assists, you know, if, you know, that could have been a higher number if some shots were made and if people weren't fouled and, you know, that takes away an assist. Also, I'd like, you know, obviously Dort, we mentioned him at the beginning of the game, but he put up 26 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, and 1 block. And he had about 3 drawn offensive charges, a couple of them on screens. And one of them really, I felt like, was the call of the game. It really flipped the game from a situation where it was really winnable for us to where, you know, it was out of reach. This was with about 4.5 minutes left. Dort drew a foul. It would have been Josh Jackson's 5th foul. And he was the leading scorer for the Pistons. And so they called an offensive foul because Dort beat him to the spot, and they overturned the call. It was pretty stunning to see that overturned. That went from our ball and Josh Jackson fouled out to him being on the free throw line, and that swing was a pretty significant play. But irregardless, you know, Dort's defense was completely spot on. He follows up his 40-plus game with a 26-point game, that shows that he's serious about what he's doing, about his craft out there. He went 3 from 8 for deep, which is, you know, pretty good for him. And, you know, we like seeing that. Now, Bazley, he went for 19 points. He kicked in 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. I thought he played a solid game, especially in the first quarter. He was everywhere in the first quarter. He had a couple of really, really big dunks that I felt like set the pace and the tempo for us. And the first quarter was our really only good quarter. But I felt like that was really, really critical. Isaiah Roby, he had a couple of buckets in the first quarter. One off of an offensive rebound. The other was a mid-range jumper. He had a big block. He was really running the court well. It was great to see Roby out there. I felt like he had another solid game. Once again, he had 9 points. He had 4 rebounds, 2 assists, and 2 blocks. You know, the way that he plays, you got to love seeing him out there and running in transition. That three he hit was a step back three toward the end of the game. We're trying to cut the game and keep it close. And I felt like that shot just showed his ability to shoot the ball quicker. When he's kind of in a hurry, it shows his fundamentals. And they're really, really sharp. Also, Teo Maladon, he had a solid game. 8 points and 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals. He was matched up today against Killian Hayes. They're both rookies, French point guards. This was Killian Hayes' first start of his career, and it was an interesting game to see them go back and forth. Killian ended up with 9 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 steals, in 1 block. I felt like there was something for Teo to prove, because Teo was drafted in behind Killian, and Killian, you know, wanted to show something up. I saw some really nice polish and good passing from Killian, but in the end, man, I love having Teo on my team.
Yeah, man, it was just a really great job by the team in whole by rebounding tonight. It's kind of the thing I want to focus on about our team, rebounds, and the way that we're able to do things tonight. We had a total of 56 rebounds for the night, which was 2 better than Detroit, which I always love to see. I'm a rebounding type guy, so I love to look at those stats and see that we were able to out-rebound Detroit. We had 18 offensive boards. That's just a really great job by this team. It just shows you the heart that they have and the way that they're able to get up and down the floor. Let's go over the rebounds, because of our starters, we had, which is really a surprise to me, our lowest rebounding man of the night was Isaiah Roby. He had 4 rebounds, 2 offensive, but only 4. That's kind of a surprise to me, because I know he loves to grab rebounds. He's like a cookie monster when it comes to rebounds. So that kind of surprised me. But let's just go over who got the next. Dort had 6. 1 offensive, 5 defensive. Great job by him. Bazley had 7 rebounds, which is right up his average. So, again, that's a really good job by him as he continues to get back and playing full-time shape here. Moses Brown and Theo Maladon both had 8 rebounds tonight. This is what's crazy, though. They both had 4 offensive rebounds. That's just great job by both of them. We were able to just do some great things there. And I'm just really proud of the starters as they continue to rebound the ball. You know, having Russell on our team, we would see the rebounds go one way or the other as they would go to Steven Adams or Russ. But this team just does a really great job at what we've heard Coach D refer to it as team rebounding. And it shows in the stats. It shows how they're able to disperse the rebounds, because everybody's boxing out and getting to the boards. Jalen Horde had 5 rebounds. Kenny Williams had 6. Tony Bradley had 7. And Svi had 3. And Ty had 2. So again, this is just a great job. We're team rebounding. We're doing exactly what the coaches want us to do. And we continue to attack the hole. And when we're missing shots, I love the fact that there's so many guys that are willing to go get offensive rebounds. Jalen Horde had 3 tonight. Kenny had 2. Tony Bradley had 2. I remember earlier in the season when we would put Kenny in the game and Kenny would always end up with an offensive rebound. And I would always talk about it, because we just didn't have a lot of guys that were getting offensive rebounds during that time. It would be Kenny who was getting them. Now everybody is doing it. They've recognized how Kenny rebounds offensively, and they're having and teaching these guys how to do it better and more properly, and it's showing. And it's really exciting to see how these guys are able to pull these boards off.
Yeah, and Bradley's offensive rebounds and Moses, his offensive rebounds, they were critical. We got up a few points in the first quarter, and that was great to see us hang on to that. Going into halftime, we were tied. At the end of the third quarter, we were down 7. And at one point in the fourth quarter, pretty early, we got down about 11 or 12. And here's how we kind of worked our way back into it, right? Dort knocked down a 3 off of a Bazley assist. Then between Kenny and Dort, they both got offensive rebounds. And we got a bucket. Dort got a bucket there. Dort got a steal. And then they called a foul on Jackson, and that was his 5th foul. Bazley got a steal and got the ball up in front to Dort, who got fouled in the bucket. He missed the free throw, though, and at that point we were down 6. Then Bazley knocked down a 3. It was around the horn. The ball really moved really, really well, and Kenny got the assist, but it was really like 4 hockey assists. It was great to see. We had them in a scramble, and then it was 92-95 with 6 minutes and 30 seconds left. And then Dort drew an offensive foul, got on a screen, got us the ball back. And then Brown got an offensive rebound, and the score was 94-95. So we got down 1 point with 4 minutes and 30 seconds left. That's when that coach's challenge came up that we were talking about. We had scrambled our way all the way back into the game after being down about 12 points. And then with 4.5 minutes left, we're in the game. We're down 1 point. And this, coach's challenge, it seemed like a Hail Mary, and I have no idea how they overturned it. But they flipped it, and it put us in a spot where their leading scorer was still going to be in the game for the rest of the game. And obviously that cost us the game, or at least in a lot of ways a chance to win the game. We still could have got it done. But the point is, we played this game competitively. We wanted to be in a better position. We had a really slow second quarter. Our third quarter was also slow. We did get some contributions. Like, we got Ty Jerome kicking in like 7 points in the second quarter, and that was good to see. But there wasn't much else going on in the second quarter. In the third quarter, we had a few things going, but once again, it wasn't really happening for us. And so when we got it going in the fourth quarter, it felt like, hey, we had a chance, and that was good to see. A lot of times with this team, we've seen them play for about a half, and then it's kind of done. This game, we saw them play for about 2 quarters, the first and the fourth. It would have been good to see a little bit more than that, but that's just what you get sometimes with a young team, or a lot of times with a young team. That's part of the inexperience, and watching them learn from their mistakes, watching them develop from these difficulties is what it's all about. It's why we enjoy watching this season. We know that being for the long haul means going through difficult times, and that's what we signed up for, because we understood this is not going to be easy. This is going to be a lot of learning experiences. Watching these guys get that experience and learn from their mistakes is what we're all about, though.
Yeah, man, absolutely. And when you look at this game, we lost by 6 points, but really the difference is that they hit 3 more threes than we did. They shot 28.6% from 3-point range. Really great job by our defense. 10 for 35 is what they shot. We shot worse, though. We shot 17.9%, 7 for 39 for threes. Again, that's just not an acceptable percentage right there. Obviously, it made a difference in the game. we had a couple shots that I felt like they were wide open. We should have hit. Just a really good job by the team moving the ball to get these wide open 3-point shots. Not all of them are going to go in, but we're getting our guys open for the shot, and that's what's important. That's what we have to consider when we see these percentages like this. I mean, 17.9 is not great, especially for the game. But again, there's a lot of room for improvement here, and we did a great job on defense against Pistons tonight, and really made it very difficult for them to hit a 3-point shot. So again, this is not something that I feel like we need to hang our head on.
I just need to correct myself. We were actually down 8 whenever that call was overturned. we had cut the lead down to one just previous to that, and that call was a pretty important call, but I misstated that when I said we were down one when that happened. We were down eight. We had cut it to one a few minutes earlier than that, but let's go ahead and face it. Like, you know, we didn't quit fighting at that point. One play I wanted to talk about was, you know, Dort had a huge dribble up three-pointer and one three-pointer with 25 seconds left. I felt like the team kept fighting, and I like seeing those types of plays from Dort and from Baisley. Roby had a great offensive rebound, step back three with 8.5 seconds left. So these are great plays from our guys that we want to like recognize because they continue to compete. They continue to show that they weren't just you know, there to lose games, and they want to go out there and they want to win. And we appreciate that. We appreciate them working hard. You know, see, Moses Brown, I didn't mention him earlier, but he kicked in 12 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks. And, you know, I feel like he's the type of guy, you know, I saw him get a couple of and-ones out there and just really, really working hard, dunking the ball on anybody he could. And that's what I like to see from him. I like to see, there's been a lot of things that I like to see from these guys. So, you know, this is what we're all about, is watching these guys develop and figure out what they're capable of. You know, Kenny Williams, I think it's easy to look at it and say he had 0 points and say, you know, that's a bummer or whatever. But look, he had 6 points, he had 4 assists, he had 2 steals, and out of the bench players, he led the plus minus. He tied with Tony Bradley with plus minus, with a plus 13. So, you know, and that led any of the starters or anything. So, like, the guy was playing really good, but the 0 points is easy to focus on, and I'm sure, you know, he doesn't feel good about the way he played either. But in the end, he makes winning plays, and he's in out there, he's playing the right way, and that's what we want to recognize. This team is all about competing, and we love watching them play, and I love the feeling that they weren't done. Like, even though it seemed like the game was over, it seemed like they didn't have a chance, there was a sense that they're still playing hard until the last buzzer, and I appreciate that about them.
Yeah, man. And, you know, as we're wrapping up this episode, I want to bring up again how thankful I am for the Oklahoma City Thunder front office and coaching staff and the health department as far as keeping these guys healthy. You know, as things are starting to come out more clear to the season, we just recently heard news that LaMarcus Aldridge retired due to health concerns right away. That's sad. I hate seeing that from a veteran player like that. You know, Murray for Denver tore his ACL. He's gone for the season. And, you know, last night, Donovan Mitchell sprained his knee. It looked like he tore his ACL. I don't know how he didn't tear it. Good for him. I am really happy for him that he didn't tear it. But definitely a sprained knee. If I was the Jazz, I would shut him down. You know, I know that they have an opportunity to do something special in the playoffs, but the future is with Dominant. And I just feel like this is, you know, one of those things where they need to probably consider shutting him down for the long term of their career. If his career, it would just be really sad if this turns into a Golden State Warriors situation where they rush him back from injury so that they could do well in the playoffs, and he ends up tearing his ACL and out for next year. So I hope the Jazz are smart here, but I'm just really, you know, grateful again for the Thunder staff because they make these decisions to shut down players for a very long time. And there's a lot of people that are very negative about it. I've heard ESPN people say, I don't understand why these injuries are taking so long to recover from. But then you see Baisley come out and Dort come out and they're on fire. They're playing well. It's because they're healthy and they took time to make sure that they were healthy. If they rush back, then they would have been in a serious situation a lingering situation that they would have had. And I've seen it happen with my life when I played basketball and I got a concussion and I rushed back because I acted like I was okay. And I had issues for a very long time because of it. I've seen it happen with football. And I'm glad that there's protocols now to protect players from that. And to me, it's what needs to happen. And I'm glad that, you know, these guys are having an opportunity to take care of themselves long term. And I'm excited about this Thunder team, even though we didn't have SGA, even though We haven't had him for many games, but the reality is he's getting healthy for next year. And next year is going to be the key year for us to be able to make a push, a serious push, into the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. If you don't believe that we think we're going to make the playoffs, then you haven't been paying attention. We think there's a really good chance this team will make the playoffs next year because we think that we'd be in a great position if we stayed healthy this year. And the fact that we didn't doesn't discourage us. We doesn't look like we are. It's pretty much looking like SGA is going to take some more time coming back, and I'm not sure when that's going to happen. And I'm not really worried about it because I really like what's happening right now. I like seeing these players out there developing and getting better. I like watching Bazley get his time like he did last game where he was the main option. I like watching Dort come out and showing what he's capable of, what he's been working on. This is an exciting time, and it's not all judged by wins and losses, and we get that. But we get to watch this team improve and get better. And obviously, we're a different team with SGA out there, and that's something we look forward to happening, but as long as we're not rushing. Because in the end, this is anytime it's a bad idea to rush players, but in a condensed season like this, it's just a very risky time, and I'd prefer that for a player like SGA, we rest him and bring him back into a regularly set season. I think that would be the preference if we can do that. As long as he stays healthy, then whatever it takes to get that to happen, that's what we want. Getting to watch Bazley and Dort, Teo and Poku, and all these other guys get their time, where they get the ball, they get the shots, they get opportunities that will pay dividends in the future. That's what we appreciate, and that's what we're also looking for here. Also, is just how can we be a part of this team as they grow? We want to watch them improve. We want to get better with them. We want to continue to be a part of this as long as we can. And we appreciate you joining us for this ride too, because this is all about the fans. This is all about the Thunder. This is all about recapping the games and paying attention to the little things and the improvements that make up this journey. So thank you for joining us for The Last Storm. We will be back on Sunday with a new episode. We're going to take tomorrow off and then we'll be back. So thank you so much for joining us. Thunder up.